This is a presentation of the Badlands Media Network.
That's a hell of a name.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to the Ratligator Report on this beautiful day in creation. I'm coming to you from the capital of the great state of Florida, Tallahassee, FLA, somewhere close to one of the highest hills in this capital city. And that means I'm near the Florida A&M University campus. Today is April 29th, 2024, and this is episode 18.1 for the Monday Ratligator Report. Scrambling, as usual. There are things going on here with the internet service. Luckily, I brought my device. I'm a little mobile device. I'm here for a funeral today, the mother. One of our good friends passed away. And so I won't be doing the sports talk show, but I do believe Paul has one of our multiple content creators, you know, who also enjoy sports. There's a bunch of them within our network. So it should be a great, great show. Make sure you check that out. Since I'm scrambling, I saw it late. I haven't been able to check out what our good contributor, Eurythmic, is probably trolling me with. I don't know. It says it's going viral. I don't know what it is. I haven't looked at it, and I'm not about to just click it and show it. But, man, so much is going on. I can't remember. And, you know, I have these little internal conversations with myself, and it's like, wait, did I do that on the show? Did I show this on my show, or did I just think, wow, I need to show this? So I can't remember. So I'm going to do a quick little showing of it. But good morning, Eurythmic. Good morning, Maggie Keys. Stacy. Good morning, Dina. Good morning. I've got this set up, and let's see. How can I present this? I have to talk this into existence. You know, it's the way I train my brain. And so, okay, you go back here, you do this, you hit present, and, you know, voila. Now let's see if I can, yeah, this is what I wanted to show you. And I may have talked about this on Friday, but it impressed me so much. I'm going to have to talk about it again if I did. But this is my response that I sent to a friend. And actually, this is what I posted. And I said, this is how you do it. You dare them to fuck around and find out. 3 year suspension, students, if you insist on being a dumbass. And if you're an employee doing this stupid shit, you will be fired. And that is what the University of Florida sent out, ladies and gentlemen, and pleased me to no end, Ben Sasse. I was very doubtful about this guy when he was first named president of the University of Florida, coming from Nebraska, I do believe. And it's like, Ben Sasse, what the? How did we do this? But I think we were helping out President Trump. This is my supposition. We were helping out President Trump by removing this moderate from the Senate and allowing for a replacement who was more MAGA. I may be wrong about that, but that's what I think we were doing. But anyway, they laid out, you know, allowable activities, okay? Freedom of speech. But then they got into this prohibited stuff if you wanted to be a dumbass. And they detailed quite a few things that would be prohibited. But what I really loved was that the consequences for non-compliance. And this is what the heck I've been trying to say to y'all about a summer of correction coming, because these motherfuckers have underestimated the United States and they've overestimated the influence of these Ivy League schools, these dumbass universities in blue states. They think they can get CBS News and all these other little outlets to amplify what these dumbasses are doing and think that's going to mean something in this country. You are mistaken, my friend, because we've seen that summer of 2020 bullshit, and there will not be a repeat in this summer of correction. We're getting back to American normalcy. And if you start doing this bullshit that says you don't understand the Judeo-Christian principles upon which this nation was founded, you are going to suffer the consequences. That is the summer of correction that we're about to embrace. It's all lined up. Everything is integrated. And we are not going for the bullshit, although they're damn sure going to try. It ain't going to happen. All right. So kudos again, President Ben Sasse and the administration at the University of Florida. Kudos to all kinds of universities. I don't want to say primarily in the Southland, but if you look around the South, We ain't going for that bullshit. You're not going to dictate to us, and you're not going to sit up there and talk this from the river to the sea bullshit. You are not going to bully Jewish students. We do not give a flying fuck about your attempt to make Gaza and the Palestinians something they are not. It is a fuck around and find out era. And these Palestinians are about to find out. Think whatever the hell you want. Believe their propaganda all you want. Believe these dumbass Russians who are instigating the shit all you want. Not gonna happen, my friend. Not gonna happen. I'm gonna say this again because I am gonna read this. I'll read a little bit of this, maybe all of it, the remainder of this United States in opposition thing. That's just me. I think it's important, and it's important to put it on this show as something of a record. But it is a summer of correction. And you are making a mistake in this summer of correction if you're not paying attention to Mike Pompeo and what he's posting. If you're dismissing what Ezra is posting because it's a little too Jewish friendly to you, you are making a mistake. And all of this ties back to July 2017 and Donald Trump's speech in Warsaw that freaked the left wing out. I'm just going to say it again, Johnny, one note, because it needs to be emphasized. We've walked down some streets way too heavy on narratives. That's a mistake. We've walked down some streets way too heavy on hop, skipping, and jumping right over the Russians making a pact with the Nazis starting World War II. Hopping right over it and going back centuries and talking about stuff, tropes. Again, I'm going to keep harping on this weirdness in this Western society that is based on Judeo-Christian principles, and white people having this weird-ass Christian-Jewish thing. Stop it. Stop it. This is what the Russians and the Chinese take advantage of. They see this as a weakness, a wedge, and they harp on it over and over and over again. You should be suspicious of it by now. Seriously suspicious of it by now, seems to me. Okay, now I need to get to my supportive advertisers before I get too far afield and reading and forget. So let me see if I can handle this setup that I've got here. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I'm going to get back on the Bitcoin thing. That's another Johnny One note of mine. It is fascinating to see. And I just like, wow, it can't just be me. It can't just be me that sees they've thrown up their hands. They know they can't stop Bitcoin. They know that. So they've said, okay, they have these structured retreats where they fall back to a position if they can't crash it. And, you know, they did some interesting shit with FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried and all like that. To me, that was not some youngsters putting that shit together. These were agents utilized by the invisible enemy who wants parasitical middlemen that they can control driving the train. They haven't given up on that. Although they've seen they can't stop Bitcoin and they've thrown up their hands, now they've got all these ETFs. And that is their new focus. Not on you having private custody of your Satoshis. They want them in these ETFs so they can do this know your customer routine, which allows them to really implement parasitical middlemen who can spy on, okay, who's got what have they been doing? All of this other kind of stuff that allows for manipulation and invades your privacy. I've said, and it's not unique to me, but it's just the emphasis. Like when I'm talking about Tesla and these people talking about all of these autonomous vehicles are gonna drive you everywhere, and you're not gonna be allowed to drive on the roadways of America. That's bullshit. You don't understand this country if you think that. They got a bunch of good people at Tesla who didn't grow up here, don't understand this country and the role of freedom and independence. But we are never, ever giving up the ability to drive our own freaking vehicle, go wherever the hell we decide we want to go and opt out of the grid. Off-road, that is the American, we're not giving that up. Think whatever the hell you want. That ain't gonna happen. But anyway, so here we are with them in these ETFs, and that is their modus operandi for maintaining control. They've fallen back to that position. A bunch of people will take advantage of these ETFs, institutional investors most especially. But we the people, those of you who I've been saying, even if you are doubtful, you need to hedge into some small position in Bitcoin just as a protection. We the people are going to do self-custody. First sovereign, self-custody. All right, so I've got my first supportive advertiser that fits right in with this theme. Let me see if I can find the video and play it for you so we can continue moving and grooving. River BTC, are you ready to diversify your assets with Bitcoin? Introducing River, the official Bitcoin partner of Badlands Media, where you can navigate Bitcoin. Oh my Lord, why did I do that? This is what I hate about using this damn laptop of mine. Where you can navigate the world of Bitcoin with confidence. With River, you can buy Bitcoin like a pro. With assurance of being licensed and regulated here in the United States, River ensures your Bitcoin journey is smooth and secure with on-demand live support at your fingertips. River empowers you to grow your portfolio without any unwanted surprises and eliminates third-party custodians, putting you in control of your assets, not the know-your-customer parasitical middleman. Open an account with no minimum purchase requirement. You can get your Bitcoin journey started with just $1. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/river to create your River account today. That's badlandsmedia.tv/river. This is an important aspect of the war that we are currently undergoing. Everything is integrated. Nothing can stop what is coming. That doesn't mean they can't navigate and maintain a controlling position through these ETFs. You just got to understand. You just have to understand what's happening. And with so much going on, it's easy to get distracted. Okay, next up is our favorite Mike Lindell with MyPillow.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All right, so let me see if I can get back to the chat before I start reading this United States in opposition thing. Artsy Joan, this friend, you know, modern technology, we have to acknowledge. I'm a beneficiary, you know, with my blood clot suffered during the Y2K election cycle. I would very likely have been dead long ago, you know, without these blood thinners that I've been utilizing. And I was a dumbass, you know, a hard-headed boy. I am a hard-headed boy. And I hate taking pills. And I tried to get off of this thing multiple times and the clot condition came back, could have killed myself. Anyway, finally gave into that. But what I'm saying about this funeral today, the friend has lupus. And when this was diagnosed in the 90s, we really feared that she might not make it more than half a decade. And had to have some serious, it's an internal, not external lupus, and had to have some serious surgeries. But she is still chugging along. I know her mother was concerned about her child predeceasing her. So, you know, the mother lived a long life. We will be celebrating that life today. So, yeah, everything's cool. But it is good to get back in Tallahassee, even under these circumstances because it does allow you to reconnect, you know, with some friends we haven't seen in quite some time. And I see, good morning to you, Augustine. I see your rhythmic says he's not trolling. It's a cultural war, and these rappers are important in this war. Oh, some rappers. What is, today is Monday, maybe Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday. I may still be here Wednesday. I don't know, but maybe we'll talk about that on Wednesday. Trump's truth about Israel hostages is interesting. Didn't see it. I started to try and do something today because, again, if y'all aren't paying attention, look how Donald Trump is navigating. I don't know what he did. Maybe y'all can tell me what he did, but he is navigating this situation. And some of the stuff we've tossed out in doing this equivocation, this relativism, the Jewish state, and it, no, stop that. Stop that. So I'll be curious to see what he did, but you did notice what he did with that Ukraine funding, right? We've had some people talking a lot of Yang. I'm just hoping you noticed what he did. I'm just saying, you best go back to that July 2017 speech. I have correctly called. He has fooled the left wing. I'm just telling you. Y'all think what you want, but that's what he's done. He's fooled them, and I'm supremely happy about that. Yeah, we need to whoop some ass at Columbia. This is my thing. We've got such a dumbass cadre of Ivy League leaders. It's incredibly sad. Incredibly sad to see how stupid these people have been. And on a certain level, it's not because, you know, so many of them probably came up in that 60s, 70s environment into the 80s. Where, yeah, Cronkite did sit up there and talk that stupid shit about the Tet Offensive. Yeah, they did talk all of this stupid shit. Seymour fucking Hersh did write all kinds of stupid shit. So that's who is in position now, and that's what we're seeing. Luckily, we've got a reinvestment in the American spirit by a bunch of these young people, a majority of these young people, and they're not buying the stupid shit that these protesters are buying into. Y'all saw perhaps the Arizona State University frats who went in and said, oh, hell no, we're taking this shit down. Debasing. So they're just tired of the stupid shit. And I'm so proud to see that American spirit being forcefully reasserted by these people who would try and bully us into otherizing us into not supporting our allies. No. No. Not going to have it. Okay. Summer of Correction, Year of Truth, MAGA Keys, 100%. We're not allowing them to steal this election. There's all kinds of stuff that's just not going to be allowed. Okay. And on a certain level, maybe on the primary level, that starts with us. We the people. We were having a discussion the other day. Somebody put it in the chat. The correct point. We are the military. We are. It flows from us. Good morning, Crystal. He retruthed the video. I love this guy. Yes. And that's the whole thing about the Abraham Accords are a fait accompli. I mean, this is the summer of correction. They cannot stop what's coming. They cannot. Yeah, the problem with the centralization, Joan, is this is what they're doing. See the play. Understand, you know, it's like, wow, am I even going to read? I almost feel like just talking to y'all. Because the Bitcoin thing is so important to me. It's so important. as a part of what I'm calling American Revolution 2.0. They can't stop this. And I'm just hoping you can see the plague, because it should invite you in to this discussion where I'm saying hedge into some Bitcoin, even if you're doubtful. They tried their damnedest to crash this thing, and they cannot. They're still trying to manipulate it, but they're manipulating the price down. It's between 60 and 70K now. It goes up. They try and manipulate it back down because they are buying in. They are trying to buy in. They're late to the party. So many retail investors like myself, and hopefully some of you, already have some Satoshis. We're already in as stakeholders. They're trying to buy in, and they're late to the party. So they need the price to not skyrocket so they can buy at the best price. And they're marshaling that stuff into ETFs. This is their control vector. Now, if you've paid attention to Michael Saylor, he has said this is a very good thing, the ETFs. I agree. I agree, because we're talking about a range of products. And some people simply are too intimidated to try and self-custody. Some people just don't want to be bothered, and they need some entity like River Bitcoin, River BTC, support our advertisers, to do this legwork for them and let the multi-sig approach come in there to protect you or whatever. Research it, try and learn, call them, ask, talk. But it's all about discernment and getting over your fear. Just a small percentage of your wealth accumulation strategy. Just don't sit on the sidelines, right? But what they want to do is they want to herd everybody into these ETFs. They want to then apply this know your customer thing. A component piece of it is rational and reasonable. You know, when you are talking about money laundering, et cetera, et cetera. So the problem is the deep state, the globalists have gone, this is what they do. They go way too far. They forget, because many of them don't even realize what the United States of America is and what it means to be a first sovereign, freedom and independence. They don't care. They come from a top-down culture. They don't understand God-given inalienable rights. And, you know, it's almost like we really need to start querying people on, do you know how to understand it and respect it? Not just a matter of reading it and, yeah, you know, blah, 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 the declaration. Yeah. No, do you respect it? Do you understand the duty imposed on you? Many of these people don't. Many of these people don't give a damn. Anyway, what was I gonna? We are, yes, Maggie, we will not be controlled. This is the thing. This is the core essence about what it is to be an American, even as we argue among ourselves, freedom and independence to do just that, vigorously, if necessary. Yeah, 15-minute cities and eating bugs. That shit ain't gonna happen. Good morning, Lee Walden. Yeah, those commie rat bastards. I just, you know, oh my God. I agree. My thing, I'm responding to Eurythmic now about Hamas and the hostages. I am, I don't want to say I'm heartless. But you would not control me talking about hostages. If it was my mother, you would not control me going down that road. It would just reinforce to me, I want to kill every single one of you motherfuckers. But we ain't dealing with this hostage crap. You're not going to pull on. No. If I got to hunt down every single one of you motherfuckers, that would be my approach right now. So I am 100% in favor of Israel doing exactly what the hell they need to do. However, they need to do it. And I'm not questioning a damn thing. Anybody who comes up and talk about mass graves, I don't give a flying fuck about what you say about mass graves. Not one single solitary fuck. Kill everybody who needs to be killed. That's my position. sick of these motherfuckers. Yeah. They've made a mistake. They've made a mistake, Joan. That summer of 2020, they learned the wrong thing. And this is partly, in my estimation, the genius of Trump. The genius of employing a Sun Tzu back at you bitches, okay? Because if you're going to employ a Sun Tzu approach that can be shorthanded as back at you bitches, you've got to be patient. I'm a patient man. If it takes me a decade and a half to walk your ass down, okay, I'm a patient man. And so that's the thing about Sun Tzu. That's the thing about this four-year window where we've allowed these bastards to tell on themselves in black and white, document the wrongdoing, utilize some Judas goats to make them show themselves, utilize a loyal soldier like Ron DeSantis, pull out these motherfuckers who don't give a damn about Ron DeSantis and they really wanted who, Nikki who, yeah. Make them show what the hell is what. Play that game. Expose themselves. But then you just prepare for that summer of correction. I think the masses are waking up, and that even includes Black America. We ain't got to get the majority of Black America who've been trained in such a way that they just cannot countenance Donald Trump. All we need is enough of them. 15, 20, 25, 30% is A-okay with me. And I think we're there. I think we're absolutely positively there. Now, Black people may not tell you. You don't want to have that conversation. You're looking around like, you know. But they like Trump a lot more than you realize. There is... Good morning, me 53. Good morning, Crystal. Yeah, 62. And, you know, I don't care on the Bitcoin price. You shouldn't either. This thing is going to appreciate so much more if you just look at the logic of it, the mathematics of it. If you just look at that, it cannot help but skyrocket. It can't help but skyrocket. And let me see. BlackRock, yeah. BlackRock is one of the things people don't understand. This is the ESG bullshit, and this is how they were able to force these corporations to do what American corporations knew Americans weren't down with. But they put them in a box. And you're not going to get X, Y, and Z. They try to dictate in a top-down kind of way. And too many of these corporations, advised by too many dumbass corporate lawyers, lawyers failed us big time. Corporate lawyers, most especially. And, you know, they sold us out. This is what the fascinating insight of the Chinese. I mean, they hoard everybody out. I saw a video the other day, and this guy is talking about the Qataris spending all this money on American universities, setting up institutes, doing all. And look, all the Qataris, you got to understand this. I'm not sitting up here talking yang about the Russians and the Chinese just to be bumping my gums. These are the fucking wrongdoers, okay? But many in the Arab world, big time wrongdoers. You notice we don't hear much about the Wahhabis anymore, right? Out of Saudi Arabia. That's because MBS said, oh, these motherfuckers got to go. And he showed us he was not whistling Dixie. MBZ, those motherfuckers who were more intimately involved in 9/11, those Saudi Arabians. Yeah, they've been clipped. And that's in part what the Abraham Accords are all about. regions of responsibility and cooperation. That's what we're looking at in the Middle East. These Iranians are fucked, okay? These Russians advising them, they're fucked. Now, I noticed Ezra. Ezra had a post the other day, very interesting, talking about how the Biden administration has screwed up so much when it comes to this International Criminal Court, how they've screwed up so much across that swath of Africa where these Russians have previously used the Wagner Group. They're using others now. And this is part of the difficulty we have. We've had some dumbass Europeans, I'm talking about in terms of Africa now, Francophone Africa, the French, screwed up royally. And that's a difficult thing to fix now because they have lorded over these Africans, these African nations, and played with these rulers who they controlled through their financial structure. And the French franc is still what? In Africa, it's just kind of crazy what the French set up and have maintained in Africa. Now, they're our allies. We're hopefully going to be able to navigate through a transition where they can regain proper influence, proper respect for these nations. Again, this is where Bitcoin, if you're paying attention, this is another place where Bitcoin comes into play. And utilize so much wasted energy in Africa in such a way where they can put in more infrastructure where none could be viable before. They can use some of this energy. If you just study the possibility of Bitcoin in Africa, it opens up a whole nother, an entirely different vista for you to understand what this financial structure revolution is all about. It's a total shift. And if I had more time or a team, the whole euro dollar angle to this, hidden from the control of the United States governmental authorities or we the people, they've just taken advantage of so much and people still don't see it. People still don't see it. That's part of that invisible enemy thing. It's a broad-based invisible enemy. Yeah, mom of two. That's the thing. People don't understand the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and how our adversaries use that to try and maintain stasis, okay? Status quo. We already live in a digital world. Our money is already digitized. They're not printing dollars. Yeah, they're printing some, but the overwhelming majority of this stuff is digitized money that's just popped into the system, computerized. Already, Visa and MasterCharge, okay? Come on, man. They have databases. How do you think they're tracking so much? How do you think you keep getting stuff? They're selling data. They set up an entire system. I mean, just think about this. Freedom and independence. That's what we're talking about, right? As Americans, first citizens with a right to privacy, they set up a system and Congress signed off on it because they were whored out. Congress's job one on what we got to fix. They were whored out. And they allow for a system where you were automatically opted in. Now, in a country where you have inalienable rights, God-given, and privacy, right? Leave me to hell alone, right? Don't tread on me, okay? They set up a system where you are to make use of this technology. You're automatically opted in. You don't even know it. When the whole damn system, if properly in place, and the technology was phenomenally good, but the whole damn thing if respectful of our constitutional rights, should have been set up so that you had to opt in. You don't get opted in automatically by default. You have to purposefully opt in. They did just the opposite. So they've been tracking you and me for a long time. They've built profiles on all of us. They know practically everything about you in one form or another. Some of the stuff, they just don't let you know that they know. Okay? They just don't let you know that they know, but they know. All right. Satanic opening prayer. Okay. So I think some of the stuff is designed to push us to say, you know, there was this, when I was in the Army, the 82nd Airborne had this poster, and he essentially said, look, I'm the 82nd Airborne, and this is as far as the bastards are going. That kind of mindset is what I think some of these purposefully enraging activities are designed to draw out of us. We've had enough. We've had enough. You're going to sit down and shut the fuck up. You know, this is more and more of the country is getting to that place. You're going to sit your ass down and you're going to shut the fuck up with the stupid shit. In Michigan, my goodness, that governor drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. Alligators in the Rio Grande. I don't know about that. Can alligators survive in the Rio? Is the Rio Grande? Well, I guess. Yeah. Hmm. I had not heard that. Now, it seems like, what am I doing? Since I'm rambling. We're going to do the United States in opposition on Wednesday. But bopping back and forth with some friends. On X, what was I? I'm trying to remember. There was something I wanted to make sure. I have another piece a friend wrote. I believe it was Julie Ponzi, An America Worth Celebrating. We're going to have to talk about that. She made a phenomenal point. We're approaching our 250th anniversary, and you hear practically nothing about that. This is to me part of that summer of correction too. Yes, we are going to celebrate this country and our world historic impact, you know, status, who we are and what we are rightly proud of. They've tried their damnedest and they've been successful because until she wrote that, until she brought it to my attention, it's like, yeah, you're right. That's incredible how little, and you know, I'm beginning to think when we get together out in the Dakotas, Deadwood, Gart, we're going to have to talk about that. And we're going to have to play a part in changing that. You know, this is the whole thing about having some type of a media operation and the rise of new media. You know, our large corporations have failed us in that respect, haven't they? And it never would have been a thing. I mean, we would have been in full effect right now. The whole thing about anticipating this 250th. So y'all give that some thought in terms of how you think, you know, Badlands Media might be able to play a role in publicizing the celebration of our great nation and how we might build towards it. This is one of the things when I was in my own mind thinking about when talking to John about a time of deceit and how we can take nuggets out of that production. And I'm just hoping, you know, I don't think the transcript has been made available, but it may be in the chat. I don't know. But there's so much that we can do. I had a particular angle in my mind in terms of Donald Trump that I wanted to pull out of that video. And, you know, I just, you think about it and it's like, okay, this is why I asked John about it in the first place. I like to have a transcript. You know, this is part of the thing about reading United States in Opposition, reading it, but showing you the actual document and some of my notes. This is the whole thing. I like to have a transcript. Allow me to digest it a little bit, think a little bit about it, creatively interpret some of it for a later presentation. And this is my thing about, because we have such an interesting range of content creators, and they will pull out of that time of deceit different things than I would pull out, right? Y'all will pull out different things than we would pull out. And in a different kind of way that's really impactful, you know, because we are individually unique people, and it's almost to infinity the differences, you know, the unique differences one to the other. And then, of course, you talk about it's almost like I was joking on X. Somebody posted something about, well, I'm not going to. Well, anyway, it was about Elon and Zuck and a certain little male kind of contest. And somebody was saying something about something African versus American. I'm saying, look, Elon is an African-American of the pale variety. Okay, he just think it through. That's Elon. And so that's also America. And I was watching, these things jump out at me. I was watching a video and they were talking about Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir. And it's like, oh, I did not know. You'll see this in our country a lot. Things you just won't know. You can be visually, you know, you make presumptions, because I looked at that Alex Karp and I was, who is this guy? And what is this? And I'm like that. And it turns out, okay, his father, Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, his father is white, Jewish. His mother is black. I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed, you know, looking at him, that his mother was black. Okay. It puts a wholly different spin on this dyslexic kid, otherized as a child and confident, though, in his intelligence and coming through and mixing and mingling with people. And coming to a place now where he is one of the most important CEOs in the nation, and in many ways, singularly important for how the Ukrainians have fucked the Russians in ways that people find difficult to acknowledge, as if Russia was restraining it. So Russia didn't restrain shit. Russia wanted to decapitate Kiev and take over that country in 15 days, and they did not. Alex Karp and Palantir, ladies and gentlemen, played a big role, still are playing a big role. Russia, y'all think whatever the hell you want, they are fucked. They are fucked. They've already lost. Now, do they lose Crimea? Maybe not. We shall see. But they have already lost, because a stalemate is a defeat for Russia. You got to be some kind of stupid to not recognize that. Russia versus Ukraine. A pipsqueak is the way Russia looked at Ukraine. No, baby Bubba. No. Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was never sniffed by Donald Trump, but I have been screwed by Joe Biden. Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh my goodness, Tracy. You paid off everything and then your husband dropped dead. Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's hard to live that pay off everything life. You know, the whole country is running off of cards. Fractional banking and credit. And there we are. Oh my goodness, I'm running out of time. I need to get these other let me think. I got to get these other ads. And that means I've got to find, hopefully without my laptop doing something crazy, because it's touch-based and it's so finicky, I wind up screwing stuff up when I have to use it in ways. Okay, I see what my next one is. Y'all hang in there with me. Yeah, gotcha. All right. Next up, AeroTags. Are you tired of the endless cycle of buying and tossing those paper tree air fresheners? Enter AeroTags, where their dream was to craft a solution to this very problem. AeroTags are the first ever laser engraved, resentable car air fresheners made right here in the USA. Born in the makerspace of the Cleveland Public Library, AeroTags is not just a business, it's a revolution and a testament to the American dream. They're not just about freshening your space, but about doing it better. With a commitment to longevity, aesthetics, and sustainability, AeroTags are designed to last longer, look great, and reduce waste, replacing those fleeting scents with something you can count on. Don't forget to grab your Badlands Media AeroTag, now available. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/AeroTags, that's AeroTags, and use promo code Badlands for 10% off your order. That's badlandsmedia.tv/AeroTags. Promo code Badlands. All right. And next up is us promoting our own stuff.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Man, my head is just, I'm bouncing around. I'm thinking about J.E. Dyer, how much I love that chick. And what was it she said a week or three back? Wow. It just escaped me. But she was talking about, in terms of this Israel-Hamas thing and the Biden dumbasses talking about a pier and having the United States come in with their little naval type operation to build this pier. And it's like she's saying, this is a fuck up. This is inserting ourselves in a place where we can then try and more forcefully dictate to the Israelis things we should not be dictating to the Israelis. They've got a situation that they know best how to handle with their regional allies. This is the whole thing about regions of responsibility and cooperation. Israel has to interact with Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia to deal with these people the way they know how to deal with these people. This is my thing about this Adnan Khashoggi guy who our papers kept saying was a journalist, not a fucking journalist. The motherfucker was an enemy combatant doing stupid shit for our adversaries. Saudi Arabia took care of him. I ain't got a problem with that. We need to butt out of certain little situations and allow worldwide some of these people vested interest, skin in the game, to handle their business. And we don't need to poke our nose in it talking about yay or nay or shut up. Certain things we need to be concerned with and certain things we don't need to be concerned with. Might not be our cup of tea. We might not like it. But damn it, that happens all over the globe. We got to be much smarter on how we interact. This is the thing about United States in opposition and why I wanted to read it. Moynihan missed some stuff. He couldn't see the Chinese. He underestimated the Chinese. Everybody did. But he did see this little majority of nations thinking they could fucking dictate to us. No, no, motherfucker. No, no. So the United Nations has, on that level, in that kind of way, outlived its usefulness. But this is a phenomenal reorientation, this regions of responsibility and cooperation outside the scope of the United Nations, bumping their gums, bitching their money. Shut up. Shut up. We've listened to y'all way too damn long. And what I love about Moynihan, he was talking about these motherfuckers think they can make a claim on our motherfucking money. And again, reparations was mentioned in there. And, you know, this is 75. And you see dumbasses still to this day talking stupid shit about reparations. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Conveying guilt upon motherfuckers through lineage. You know, your great granddad. No, shut up. Shut up. I mean, come on. My great, 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 great. Might have been one of these mofos who turned in one of my ancestors out of envy, turned them into slavery, allowed for Europeans to come and purchase. You see how this going back in history thing, if you are genuinely honest about it, rather than bullshitting, selectively picking, it's complicated and you can't do what these dumbass people have done because slavery comes back to people who looked like me more than like Europeans. That was the predicament, okay? Let's be honest and real about what's real and not manufactured bullshit. That is what this country has been all about, allowing for you from your own means to make your way. And the Black American population in this country made a way out of no way. We should be rightfully proud about that. They, people outside of our community, have tried to make us, they've infantilized us, they've lied to us so that they could have a greater position in this world than white people would have accorded them because they lost the battle within white America. That's what we need to focus on. We shouldn't be listening to these dumbasses. White people have said to them, get the hell out. We need to say, get the hell out of here. Tired of y'all with the stupid shit. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I made it rambling through and I greatly appreciate y'all. Hopefully you come see me on Wednesday and we take up this United States in opposition thing again. It is highly applicable to the situation today. I still have Donald Trump and that sword dance bouncing in my head. I'm going to have to go find that video. It pleases me greatly. All right, with that, I'm going to say later, Gators, and come back and check me out on Wednesday.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free, become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.